A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
We're discussing the art of listening with Raju Venkataraman, executive coach, leadership trainer, career coach, former CFO and head of strategy at Disney Southeast Asia. Earlier on, we got Raju's points about being a good listener. Number one, creates mutual respect. Number two, better prospects for conflict resolution. Number three, learning throughout life. Number four, better shot at leadership. And number five, the ladies love it. It always helps in a marriage. So, Raju, I like this next part because now we're going to talk about five tips for mastering the art of listening for career advancement. And I have to say, you know, we worked together at Disney for 4 years. And, you know, you were one of the most successful people that I witnessed at Disney, one of the most effective people. Your career has been very impressive. And now you're working, you know, inspiring leaders and working as an executive coach and many other things as well. So people out there, listen up, because this could help your career. Firstly, an overview about why and how you discovered the art of listening in your career. What was your wake-up call?
Oh, it's way back in early 2000s. I'd been handpicked from among leaders and high potential leaders in Asia Pacific, and I was 12 of us from all over APAC. We were going through what is called the integrated leadership journey, and Jane Horan, a colleague of mine, who's now the author of books, and she's very well known.
Yeah.
She was the L&D head, learning and development head.
Mm.
And she was observing me during a group discussion. She took me aside and said, during a break, and said, "Raju, you're in this program because you have high potential. And something like, and I know you have a lot of good going for you. But you keep interrupting. You have a bad habit. You keep interrupting people. That can be a derailer."
Wow. How did you feel when she said that? Was that quite confronting?
No, it was not confronting, but I was actually, for a minute, I was taken aback.
Mm.
I didn't realize, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize what you're doing, mistakes. But then, after a minute, I sort of calmed down. I knew this is a learning journey. I felt so grateful that somebody like her took the time out, took the pains to point it out to me. And then thus began my listening improvement journey.
Wonderful. Okay.
And then I thought I was getting very good at it. Mm-hmm. I was negotiating, and I thought I'm a very good listener.
Mm.
Until a few years later, a colleague on the leadership team, I owe it to him, Mark Coleman, he tapped me. We were one-on-one in his room. He smiled. He looked at me. "You know one thing, Raju? I trust you a lot. I trust your opinion a lot. I trust you as an individual. But then humor me a little bit, my friend." "Humor me a little bit, my friend." I said, "Mark, don't finish off my sentences. I know you know what I'm getting to. Don't finish off my sentences. Allow me to complete my sentences."
Mm.
And I thanked him profusely. I thanked him profusely.
Good for you.
You know, I want to actually highlight to you,
mm,
there is this 125-400 rule,
mm-hmm,
in listening.
Yep.
Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it. Refresh me.
You know, people speak, again, depending on how fast you speak, between about 125 and 175 words per minute. Whereas the ability to process, our mind's ability to process, researchers estimate, is higher than about 400 words per minute.
Mm-hmm.
Some even higher.
Yeah.
So there is this gap. So what happens is your mind, as somebody is speaking, they are speaking at, let's say, 125, 150.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind is processing at 400, 450.
Mm-hmm. Which is more than twice as fast.
Correct. So you are understanding it faster, a reasonably smart person,
mm-hmm,
and then you're jumping. You're impatient.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know, Jason, sort of the high point of my journey was last week, where a leader that I'm coaching, a very senior leader. I was finishing the coaching assignment with the person, and the person said, Raju, one of the biggest gifts I've got through this coaching engagement, I've got several good nuggets, is realizing the importance of attentive and empathetic listening.
And he got that from you. Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, let's get to your 5 points. First point with Raju Venkataraman, executive coach and former Disney Southeast Asia CFO. 5 tips for mastering the art of listening for career advancement. Listen beyond the words. Listen to the context, not just the content.
Yes, we referred to it briefly in the first segment. Understanding the context is like chewing and tasting the dialogue. You're not just swallowing the words, right?
Mm.
I can't help but quote the management guru Peter Drucker. He said the most important thing in communication is hearing what isn't said. Shall I repeat?
Yes.
The most important thing in communication is hearing what isn't said. How do you do that? How do you do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You start wondering. This is strange. You know, first one is listening to the, looking at the person's body language and noticing if there are inconsistencies between what they are saying through words and the non-verbal messages that are coming through. We discussed an example of nothing, right?
Mm.
But similarly, let's say you're a new leader of a team and you're having the first team meeting with your direct reports and you're just inquiring and even as they are saying, we work very well together, their facial expression is more of contempt than satisfaction. Right?
Yeah.
Right. And then the second one, many times the words may not convey what's most important. You know, you call about reading between the lines.
Mm-hmm.
So the volume and the tone could give you important clues about what that person is reluctant to share.
Isn't it great when we can go, you know, deeper, beyond the words?
Yeah. And Jason, one more thing. We all must remember, we all think we are great multitaskers, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We can only do one thing effectively at a time. Listen, judge, or respond. We try to do all the things at the same time.
Very good point. Okay, point number two, practice empathy. Put yourself in the shoes of the speaker to understand their point of view. And I shared in the previous segment of putting myself in the shoes of a manager that I really disliked intensely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it gave me a different perspective. What else would you say?
And Jason, as a negotiator, as a business negotiator, I've realized, as a leader of people, I've realized, mute the thoughts in your head. Put yourself in the shoes. Walk in the shoes a mile of the other person. Try to understand it from their point of view. What are their concerns? What are their fears? What are their experiences? How can their past color today's discussion? Especially if you're genuinely interested in that as a long-term relationship.
Mm. That's the thing about long-term relationships.
Yeah, yeah. If it's transactional,
it's
just ride roughshod, move on.
Yes.
But if you're interested in a long-term relationship, whether it's personal, at work, internal within the company, external with a partner, it is very important. Practice empathy.
You know, it's a very good point, Raju, because I was in a team a few years ago and the people around me just weren't interested in me at all about, you know, what I'd done or where I was going to, what my goals were. And that gave me a feeling that the project was a very short-term project.
Yeah.
It's a fair indication, isn't it?
Yeah. And okay. I just quote this with amusement. How many times have you caught leaders on a Monday morning? So, Jason, how was your weekend, mate? And you start telling about your weekend. Oh, now about that project, you know. So it was a rhetorical question.
It's very rude, isn't it?
It was a rhetorical question. They never meant to ask about your weekend. They care damn about what you did on the weekend.
And the worst one is, you know, tell me about your vacation to Switzerland. And you start telling and goes, I went to Switzerland a few years ago. You know, they cut you off.
Correct. Because it's more me.
Yes.
Me.
Yes. Yes.
I want to share about me. The conversation is about me. I'm not interested in listening about you.
Yes. Okay. Point number three. Often during a conversation, summarize and paraphrase what you hear to confirm you have correctly understood what they're conveying. And I love this, Raju. It's a lovely point.
It's very critical. It's very critical. Like what you did at the end of the first segment,
You
summarized it for the audiences, correct?
Yes.
So from time to time, I summarize and paraphrase what I heard for two things. One, to confirm whether I've understood it correctly or to have them correct me, right? And one aid in enabling you to summarize or paraphrase, I take copious notes.
Mm-hmm.
I take copious notes. I get the permission.
Yes, you have to get the permission.
Because
first.
It's a tact. If you're totally focused, looking down and taking notes either on your tablet or notebook, you're not maintaining eye contact. That's a knack you develop.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But what I learned is taking notes helps me gain time for thinking.
Mm.
It also conveys my interest in what they are saying.
Mm-hmm.
It helps me minimize errors and omissions.
Mm-hmm.
And it also lets me jot down my questions for later. So I'm not interrupting the conversation flow. And as you're paraphrasing, there are two or three tricks, Jason.
Mm.
Would you be interested?
Yeah, tell me.
So first is put the ownership of the paraphrase on yourself. Something like, if I'm hearing you correct, if I understand you correctly. And then the second one is put the ownership of the person's word on him or her.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
So you follow up, if I understand you right, you're saying that, you believe that, you feel that, right? So the first one was put the ownership of the paraphrase on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, put the ownership of the other person's word on him or her. And of course, the paraphrase should be shorter than the original comments.
Okay, point number four, five tips to mastering the art of listening for career advancement with Raju Venkataraman, executive coach, former Disney Southeast Asia CFO. And we touched on this earlier, be conscious of your non-verbals and about what you're putting out there, I guess, in a conversation
Correct.
With someone.
Correct. We discussed about noticing the other person's non-verbals.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very important.
The other side.
Correct.
Mm.
You're also conveying non-verbals as you're speaking.
Yes.
Right? There can be inconsistency between what you're saying, like this people that you find coming and speaking. Today, I'm very excited to be here. Really? I can see the excitement in your voice.
Yeah.
So visibly and audibly demonstrating that we are listening, that we are engaged with and interested in what is being said is just as important as listening.
And culturally, it can be different, right? When you speak to someone from a culture that's very animated and,
Correct.
They're throwing their hands in the air.
Yeah. Or another culture where you're not supposed to have direct eye contact with
the
boss.
Yes.
Right? So cultural nuances are there.
You have to be able to understand that.
Correct.
Mm,
correct.
Mm.
But then what's important from certain general principles is use good eye contact to show that you're engaged and interested in what they are saying. Use your posture and hand movements to convey the most important thing to your colleague. Face them. Maintain an open posture.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't
and avoid distractions. No computer, no phones.
In fact, I was saying that I went to a meeting about a year ago with someone about doing some ongoing project work for them, and they were on their WhatsApp talking to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And of course, it didn't go anywhere.
And being aware of what is distracting at you at any moment is half the battle.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And think about the physical setup, Jason. Sitting side by side sends one message of collaboration.
Yes.
So walking together implies collegiality.
Mm.
So by contrast, crossing our arms, fidgeting, multitasking, leaning away from the speaker, failing to make eye contact, failing to answer questions posed by the speaker.
Yes.
So as much as you practice good habits, good body postures, you avoid the bad ones. Be aware of those.
I remember about a year ago as well, I had a transatlantic telephone caller over someone in the US, and they were talking to me about my next career step. And they were in the kitchen, in the pantry. I could hear they were cooking stuff, and I'm like, this is not – the microwave's turning on, and the water's – and I'm like, this is not good.
And you know how much importance they're giving to the conversation.
Exactly. All right, point number five, five tips for mastering the art of listening for career advancement with Raju Venkataraman, executive coach, former Disney Southeast Asia CFO. Okay, pair listening with asking good questions. The deeper the questions, the deeper the listening. The deeper the listening, the deeper the next question. And this is a whole other topic in itself, you know, asking
We can do a whole session on that. But nevertheless, I think, you know, again, I'm a sucker for quotations.
Mm.
Albert Einstein, you must have heard this.
I think he's quite an intelligent man. We'll see what he's got to say.
If I had an hour to solve a problem and my life depended on the solution. If I had an hour to solve a problem and my life depended on the solution, I would spend the first 55 minutes defining the problem and determining the proper questions to ask. Because once I know the proper question, I'm confident I can solve the problem in less than 5 minutes.
That's brilliant.
Again, whether it's 15 minutes and 10 minutes, whether it's 55 and 5, let's not argue.
Yes, yeah.
Right? So. For too many people, they focus on having the right answer rather than discovering the right question.
Mm.
Right? Be curious, not combative, as you ask questions. Right? You know, things like, Jason, can you say a little bit more? Help me understand. What did you mean by that? Can you give me a little more context? So again, there are a variety of questions, Jason. Let me just quickly refer to a couple of them.
Mm.
When you want to encourage elaboration, you ask those open-ended kind of questions, which can't be answered with a yes, no kind of, or a monosyllable.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you want to slow the other person down, or you want specific information, you ask closed-ended questions. And then there are a whole variety of nudging questions, leading questions, but questioning or listening when paired with good questioning, it is a very powerful communication tool. Very powerful communication tool.
Of course it is. Let's recap what Roger's told us with five tips for mastering the art of listening for career advancement. Number one, listen beyond words. Listen to the context, not just the content. Number two, practice empathy. Put yourself in the shoes of the speaker to understand their point of view. Number three, often during a conversation, and I love this, summarize and paraphrase what you hear to confirm you have correctly understood what they're conveying. Number four, be conscious of your non-verbals. And number five, pair listening with asking good questions. Final comment from you, Raju.
So listening is a skill that requires a combination of habit and technique with constant practice to keep up. In ordinary listening, we hear words and think, where do I agree, disagree? How am I going to rebut, respond, right?
Mm.
We are focused on ourselves.
Yep.
But in genuine listening, we tune to the other person's wavelength. We listen not just for what is being said, but what is left unsaid. We look for the underlying needs and beliefs behind the words. Jason, as a final sentence, with good listening, you are rewarded not just with better conversations, but improved relationships too as a bonus.
We're always trying to get improved relationships, aren't we, Raju?
Yes.
Wonderful. I love what you said about listening. I'm going to be trying to listen more intently today. Even as a radio host where my job is to speak, I think listening will help me make better questions.
And we'll always remain students, Jason. Thanks for having me on the show today.
It's been a pleasure. I've been talking to Raju Venkataraman, executive coach, leadership trainer, career coach, board member, former CFO and head of strategy at Disney Southeast Asia. You can connect with him on LinkedIn, and we'll actually post this article as well on LinkedIn. So, Raju, you're going to have to come back soon and talk more about asking the right questions. Can you do that?
Will do, Jason. Look forward.
All right. Thanks very much, Raju.
Music Movements on Money FM 89.3.